For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host, and we are wrapping up 2024. If you are a frequent listener, you can tell that I gave a little bit of a break during the holidays, which is the first time I've ever done that on this podcast, but it was something that I wanted to do to really reset and refocus to go into the new year and to give you guys the best podcast experience going into this new year. And for today's podcast episode, as with transitions and going from one year to the next, I am diving into the topic of different ways to work on yourself and invest in yourself for the new year. And these are questions and approaches I am going into the new year myself, and certain questions I've been asking myself and answering on my own that I do feel like would be helpful for a lot of you. And so the first question that I wrote down, and so before I dive into the questions, one thing I want to make note of about these questions is that when I wrote these down and when I wrote an answer down, I noticed that it helped give me a framework and an overarching guideline as to the few things that I can focus on as I go into the new year. And of course, certain things can pivot and evolve throughout the year, but this helps create precision versus confusion or not really knowing where to start. And I'm a believer in keeping things simple so that I don't have to run around and feel scatterbrained. And so the first question for me is, what makes me feel good? What brings me joy? This is something I would encourage you, if you write or journal in any way, to write these questions down and to answer that yourself. So for me personally, staying physically active definitely brings me a lot of joy. And so that is being on the tennis court. That is doing Pilates, yoga, especially with a sound bath at the end, which I get to do at a yoga studio called Humming Puppy here in New York City. I also love long walks, whether it's in the cold or hot. I love it all. And of course, figure skating. And that's something I get to do during the season outdoors. Of course, I skate all year round just to keep up my physique and of course my skill level. But right now during the winter season, I teach and skate at the outdoor rinks. So this is something that brings me joy. So the reason why I have this question is because I notice that sometimes it is easy to stray away from the things that do bring us joy. And if we don't remember that and keep that top of mind, more or less forget to do that on a daily basis, how are we going to feel joy, right? Of course, there are other things that do naturally bring us joy, but imagine if you got to consistently do one thing every single day that brings you joy. So for me, because staying physically active and moving my body and just utilizing it because it's a gift, that for me brings me a lot of joy. I feel like I'm in my own world when I'm, playing tennis and whatnot. So I really enjoy that. Now, my second question for me, what keeps my mind sharp? So this, again, I think correlates to working on myself and investing in myself. And with this podcast and with a lot of conversations I've been having over the holidays, I've noticed that what I've been pushing people to talk about and think about is what helps people stay in the learning position versus in the comfort position. So I've noticed that my mind is sharp and continuing to be in this learning stage when I read books, especially on topics that I'm not as familiar with. So a book that I had purchased a couple months ago and I've been reading is Nuclear War by Annie Jacobson. That's an example of a topic and a unique topic that definitely keeps my brain sharp. It keeps me thinking about things super outside of myself. Like, these are things that I personally love, because if we don't continue to stimulate our mind in new ways where we're learning about new things, you know, I won't dive into it, but there's definitely studies that definitely that talks about how our mind and our brain can decline, especially as we age, right? So I try to keep almost like a similar, you know, new learning aspect into my life like I used to have when I went to school regularly. And so I love reading fiction books, especially stories that get me excited. And then that book I mentioned, again, on topics that are intriguing, fascinating, real world. I also, of course, get that by learning, by listening to different topics. And then on the flip side, I notice that I'm always staying sharp when I'm learning a new skill. So that ranges from language. If you are someone that is very, very interested and serious in learning language and you believe you can do it by yourself, I highly recommend the program called Language Transfer. They do multiple languages, including Spanish, Italian, French, German. And I have done a lot of these languages, especially Italian, just by going on long walks. And so I'm moving my body physically and then I'm learning the language. So you gotta listen to it. It's like the lessons are each 10 to 15 minutes. I'll typically do 2 lessons in one walk. And then the following day, I'll do that lesson again to put myself to the test. And I'll also listen to that lesson on 1.5 speed, because just like English, if I'm listening to a podcast on 1.5 speed, I'm fluent in that language. I'm able to grasp the information at that speed. So I like to put myself to the test. If I feel like that lesson is easy, I remember everything, I know how to say certain sentences, certain words, whatever, then I put myself to the test and I put that language on 1.5 speed or put that lesson on 1.5 speed. So going past language, I also find that my brain gets more stimulated when I am learning a new piano sheet music, or I am, you know, learning a new skill like mixing in my DJ class. I've mentioned a little bit about this in previous episodes, but all of these different activities, when it's new, when it's different, when it's something I don't do regularly or have not done regularly, I've noticed that it's, if you ever played The Sims game, right? You know, that little skill level, you know, icon that goes above their head when they're learning a new skill, right? That's what I feel like my mind is doing when I'm learning to master a new skill or refine a skill that I've had before, like piano, right? But I haven't touched the piano in a long time, or I haven't touched the piano in a way where I'm learning a new piece of music. It is so enjoyable. I highly recommend you to think about and write down what are some of those activities that help you feel like you are learning and growing because you're learning something new. The next question I wrote down is, what helps me reduce stress? Okay, so this question is ideally to help you think about what are some things that you often stress about. And you gotta be open and honest with yourself on this one, and also realistic. So for example, I do think as a girl in her mid-20s living in New York, I think also since graduating college, there is financial stability stressors, and I think this is natural for a lot of people. And for me, I've always kept this top of mind, which is why I have talked about career and I've talked about keeping up something for yourself, because this does parlay into financial stability and your ability to have you know, a quality way of living, to be able to eat and drink and enjoy life. And so with financial stability, this helps reduce stress, right? Okay.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So this helps me work backwards. This helps me think about, okay, what is an ideal income that I need on a monthly, annual basis that would help me be comfortable living in a city like New York? Other aspects of that would be knowing how to save a certain percentage of my income. So this would go into kind of like my cash savings, money that I just have for a rainy day. Talked about this on a podcast before, but from what I've learned from my own practices, I typically aim for about 3 months worth of living in my savings account, and specifically a high yield savings account. I also think about, okay, the next level is knowing how to invest a certain percentage of my income into long-term investments like index funds. This is, again, something I highly recommend you lean into and learn to discover on your own, especially as a female listening. It doesn't matter if you want to be the breadwinner of your home. It doesn't matter to me if, or it doesn't matter if you want someone else to take care of finances in the future. I do believe it is just so vital for every single person to just have a level of awareness, even if it's at an average level. Like, I obviously don't know the intricacies of certain ways of different types of investments, right? But I definitely know, I'll say this admittingly, like, I'm definitely above average for my age on knowing investments, long-term, short-term, the stock market, all of that. And for me personally, it just always came out of curiosity. It also came out of the desire to be able to fend for myself if I need to. And I think that's an important trait and quality to have, no matter if you are a man or a woman. If you are listening right now and you're super curious about being more aware, being able to put this in a more practical approach and being able to practice what you preach, I highly, highly recommend listening to podcast episode interviews with this guy named Ramit Sethi. And I also recommend his book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I know it sounds like a weird book, but I do highly recommend it. It is not cheesy. It's extremely straightforward and direct with clear and concise methods to what he's explaining and how you can apply that into your own life step by step. I've done this like 2.5 years ago, and this changed a lot for me in both the credit cards that I have, the type of savings account that I created. I switched from, you know, Wells Fargo to Capital One. Like, I did a lot of different things. And so I highly recommend this book if you are at a place in your life where you're like, you know what, I want to be able to take care of myself better in this part of my life. Where can I start? That is 100% what I would recommend. And then the other aspect that I know helps reduce stress for me personally is the comfort and cleanliness of a quality home. So I've lived by myself since my first year out of college. I've been living either in a one bedroom or studio apartment. And I will also admit that my homes, my apartments have all been great quality, you know, more or less on the modern side. And, you know, they've all been very well designed. And so this for me, I think the reason why this is one of the things that helps reduce stress is because I've lived in a living situation before where I didn't feel like it was a home. It wasn't a quality home. Didn't feel like I had privacy. This was also in college when I had roommates. And so going through that experience taught me how much the cleanliness and the quality of my home affects my mental and emotional state of being. And so because of this question, it makes me think back to, okay, what are things that I can do to have this? Well, this requires maintaining a nice quality home and being able to afford that kind of home, right? Okay. And what does that come back to? Well, it comes back to affordability and money and the decisions, right? Of course, I could always switch environments. I could leave New York City and move somewhere where the cost of living is cheaper and I could still have, you know, a nice home, that kind of thing. But for me personally, I know how amazing the New York City energy and people affects me. And so that wouldn't be like, I wouldn't leave New York, you know? But I think this is something I've always kept in mind is because of how it's helped my quality of life, I want to make sure I can maintain that. And I keep that top of mind as I go into the new year and I write down my goals and visions and et cetera. Another question I have, who do I like to spend time with and how can I spend more time with them this year? Okay, here on this list, I wrote down a list of people, all random, just a bunch of people I love spending time with. I didn't put much thought into this list, but what I can say is that it kind of came automatically. I just jotted down a bunch of people's names. And when it comes to how can I spend more time with them this year, of course, a lot of them actually don't live in New York. Only like three of them do. And so those who don't live in New York, I'm already thinking about, okay, when could I possibly see them next in person? How can I coordinate with them? Like, hey, I want to come out to Austin, Texas to see you for the weekend. Or how can I maybe overlap with them the next time I'm in Southern California? Things like that. That's for me a big priority because relationships fulfill me. They give me joy. These are people that are like sisters to me, that are family to me. And so making sure I allocate time to see them again, you know, within the next 6 months is important to me and is top of mind. And then lastly, what is a big goal of mine in 2025? What is the one item that I really want to accomplish? So this goal, I think, is always going to be personal. It's always going to be probably a big dream, audacious goal type of answer. And I encourage you all to think about the one big, big goal that you have for the upcoming year. That can be career related, that could be personal related, that could be relationship related, whatever that can be. But definitely think about it in the lens of something that requires your actions only in order to make this happen. Now, of course, there's always going to be other factors that play a role. Even my personal big goal, there are other factors that play a role, but I know that ultimately the direction or my ability to achieve the goal will primarily come down to me and my efforts, and I have to own that, you know? And I think thinking about all these questions and the responses I have to them, I know that all of this is going to be ways that I can work on myself and, of course, invest in myself for the new year. It is something that I find so important to continue to do no matter what your goals are or what kind of lifestyle you want to live. If living a well-rounded and fulfilling life is important to you, then make sure you create the space and energy to invest in yourself, especially taking advantage of the momentum of a new year and the transition of going into a new year. That is all I have for today's short episode. Again, I hope each question was thought-provoking for you, something that you can replay or put pause on and write these questions down for yourself. Again, I'll reshare the questions each. First one, what makes me feel good? What brings me joy? Number two, what keeps my mind sharp? Number three, what helps me reduce stress? Number four, who do I like to spend time with? And how can I spend more time with them this year? And number five, what is a big goal of mine in 2025? What is the one item that I really want to accomplish? I hope that you can answer these questions honestly for yourself and use these answers and the thoughts that you have around them to help guide you on what's going to be the first step for you going into the new year. How can you set intentions? How can you set action steps? And of course, most importantly, continuing to put yourself first by investing in the things and people that bring you joy. Thanks again for tuning in to today's episode. I will chat with you all in the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.